You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Super Bowl weekend coming. I'm just so excited to be having Super Bowl weekend come because, honestly, I could really care less. But anyways, for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at WrestleBot live with Bobby Chulo. First, apologies all around because I wasn't able to do the show last Friday because I got my second COVID shot. The first one wasn't that bad. It wasn't too bad at all. But the second one, for some reason, I felt okay. But then I really got really bad headache. And I don't usually get headaches because I think I built up an immunity to caffeine. But it was really bad. And I didn't feel good at all. And then my wife went to go get her first one. So I was in a 2.5 hour line at the Long Beach Convention Center. So I think that didn't help at all. So I was just didn't feel good, man. And I didn't want to come on here and be, you know, with people like Joe Graves and Gino Told You So and people like that. I didn't want to, you know, I want to give them the best time and show or whatever that we had. So I said, man, I got to cancel, which is the worst thing that I hate to do. The worst call you can make is having to call somebody, go, bro, I'm sorry, I got to cancel, blah, 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 because I hate when they do it to me. So I apologize up front. But luckily for us, we got them back. First coming up, it's funny because I get a lot of feedback, a lot of emails and a lot of messages and stuff. And like, how the hell did Gino Told You So, Seville Alvarez, how did he get to be the 2020 Pro Wrestling Guest of the Year? But what we did was we just took all the feedback from everybody they were calling, but he was so controversial. And I think the one that got the most is when he was ripping Ruben Iglesias and talking about his haircut and you know, putting himself in a position to where people like they either want to see him get killed or they want to see him, you know, do something dirty so that when the next time he comes, they put him up against somebody else, they could just see him get annihilated and everybody goes home happy. So that's why, I mean, it was just overwhelming, the feedback that I got, good and bad. And like they say in public, there's no bad publicity. You know, you come on here and give your spiel and talk or whatever, man, but you got to tuck them people into the place. And that's exactly what he did. And that's why we gave it to him. So he's coming on. I have a couple things I want to run by him. There's a big show coming up in Arizona. Our good friend Greg DeMarco, a lot of us here who work for Lucha Central have a lot of stuff, you know, I don't want to call it side hustle because this is our side hustle, but they got a lot of stuff coming up. I have a show coming up, but his is just right around the corner. It's IZW Monster. It's Saturday, February 27th at Sun Studios of Arizona, and that's in Tempe, Arizona. If you want to check it out, the doors are going to VIP doors are going to open at 6, and then the general public at 7:30. So if you want to check it out, you can go to IZWWrestling.com. And check that out. Gino Told You So, who's booked on that show, as well as my second guest who's going to be coming up at about 7:45 or so, Joe Graves. They're both booked on that show. I think it's pretty cool. I think things are starting to open up a little bit. So I'm glad to kind of see that I can sort of get back to normal, you know, because it's really killing some of the independent wrestlers and people like that. No problem. And we 1,000% Knockout Nicolette and myself got pretty lucky because we're able to work for Richard Garcia over there at the event center in Laguna Hills. So we did like 4 shows within like maybe 5 or 6 months or something like that. So we got kind of lucky that we were able to do those shows just to keep everything going. And it kind of fed you more and gave you more like a taste of where you want to keep going. Those events were so good or whatever. And like I said, on this show before, a lot of the guys went one of two ways. Some of the guys just took the time off and just did nothing. And then some of the guys really got in shape. And I really, you know, it's we talk a lot about this on the show. And then I talk to Gino about this and stuff like things of this nature. You either say, hey, man, I got to get going. You know, when you get in shape, you say, when I come back, I'm going to be in shape and ready to go. And when I saw that first show, I mean, these guys came. I'll give you a good example of Rey León. I mean, he's been around for a minute. But when I saw him, I'm like, man, this guy took advantage. He's in shape. He got a tan. He looks good. His gear's fresh and all that. So like that's as I'm getting older and starting to work, because I work for 2 different companies, you know, doing some booking and working in the office. When I see that, I'm like, I'm booking this dude. How much you want? Well, that's a little more than I expected, but you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and do it because you could tell he's putting the work in. He looks good. The people want to see him. And it benefited him because Juventud didn't show up to the last show, so he teamed with Pirata against Wagner and whoever. I can't remember who was with him. Oh, Acero Dorado. He got bumped up to the main event because, you know, he looks, he's getting it done, and now he's on Monterrey doing some wrestling out there, and it really, he took advantage, and which was really smart for him. So look forward to that. That being said, I'm working on a show too. Hopefully, if everything comes to fruition, we're going to be able to, we're looking at April 11th to do a show in the city of Torrance at Paul's Photos. We had a live broadcast for WrestleBoss out there, and it went really well, a lot better than I expected. Good turnout. All the guys got some good pictures, and the feedback from there was so great that we were able to, you know, the owner came up to say, hey man, what can we do to do a show out here? We're like, yeah, let's hook it up. And then this COVID hit and just threw a monkey wrench and everything, but now it seems like it's going to open up a little bit more, and we're shooting for April 11th. I think it's going to be starting to open up a little bit more between now and then, so that's where we're going to book it. Hopefully it's going to be good to go and we'll be able to do it, but it's loaded, locked, ready to go. All we got to do is just make sure that the CDC is going to let us do it. But I think what it is right now is you could do a show outside with less than 100 people, and they got to be spread 8 feet apart or something like that. So hopefully, you know, that's going to come. So we'll keep everybody posted on that. So that all coincides, you know, with what I'm saying. It's funny because Joseph from Warbeast, you know, Joseph Khabibu from PCW, I've had him on a few times. And that dude too, he's very smart in the business. You know, it's funny because I saw him at one of the dojo shows for Santino Brothers, and we got to talking, you know, and he said, yeah, come, because, you know, I want to bring Brody King in, you know, I want to watch him work and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, when I first saw that kid, I said, you know, that dude looks like a wrestler. He's got the look. He's going to be somebody. And it's funny because a while back when we'll talk to Joe about this, Joe Graves about this, when Nicolette and I went to, there's a place called Iguana Kelly's. It's right down the street from us, you know, here in Long Beach. And she said, hey, there's a show for PCW. I really want to check that out. It's outdoors. It's at Iguana Kelly's. You know, we could take an Uber because it's literally down the block or whatever, if you want to go check it out. So I said, yeah, man. So we went to go check it out. And I saw Joe Graves. I think he wrestled Hammerstone on that card. And the same thing, when I saw him, I said, man, that guy's, well, Hammerstone goes without saying, that dude's in shape, you know, looks good. But when I saw him and Joseph put him against Joe Graves, I'm like, man, that guy's got something, man. You could just, the look and the way he worked and stuff. I said, man, that guy, he's, that's a smart matchup. And it's just point I'm trying to make is for guys that are bookers and promoters and stuff like that. They will find you. You go to a show and you see somebody, and if you're putting in the work and you're, you know, doing what you need to do, they'll find you. Because I saw that dude, and I said, yeah, he's smart. This guy looks like something. And then putting him with Hammerstone made him look even better. So that's what I'm saying. So I'm going to talk to Joe about that. I'm also going to talk a little jiu-jitsu and a little MMA with him, because, you know, he practices jiu-jitsu. That's why we had to put him at 7:45, because he's got a jiu-jitsu class that he's working with. So I want to talk to him a little bit about that. I know his wife's she works out a lot too. I don't know if she wrestles or not or does jiu-jitsu. Ask him about that, because being married to somebody like that, I don't know if it helps or if it, you know, it hinders or whatever, because you got two people doing the same thing, you know, kind of clash or whatever. So it's interesting to get the feedback from him. So I definitely look forward to talking to him about that. And of course, Gino told you so. So let's go and take that first break, which is usually our long one. And I'll give Gino a call, see if he's ready to go. And we'll start talking. Got a lot of stuff I want to talk to him, especially. But it's funny because the guy that I was reading on his Facebook, he said Taya is a free agent. And he doesn't want her to go to WWE because he doesn't want her to get Nakamura. And I thought, man, that is nail on the head, Nakamura, because that guy is so awesome. And he's just, you know, floating along in WWE, which I'm glad he's making money and I'm glad he's doing well. But, man, that guy's such a waste of talent, man, because that guy's so awesome. So we'll get his thoughts on that when we come back. So let's take that quick break. We'll be right back after this with Gino Told You So, 2020 Pro Wrestling Guest of the Year. Hold on.
Hey everyone, it's Denise Salcedo here in Lucha Central Central with a reminder of where and when to catch all of the great network content this week. Get the full lineup and listen to all of our shows in the podcast network section of luchacentral.com. On Tuesdays, Mass Mats and Mayhem takes you inside the world of Lucha Underground as they take you weekly through the series with the benefit of hindsight and the benefit of special guests from the groundbreaking series. Check out the premiere video stream every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Lucha Central YouTube channel and at luchacentral.com. Then listen to it on your favorite podcast platform every Wednesday. Tuesday nights live is WrestleBox, where Bobby Chulo talks MMA and pro wrestling with special guests and listener call-ins. Visit WrestleBossLive.com Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific to listen live or call in with questions or download the show on podcast platforms on Wednesdays. Wednesday nights live on Facebook, it's Spanish show La Mesa de los Margaros, giving you both the news and the chisme from around the lucha world. Special guests and a whole lot of fun make it one of the most talked about shows in Mexico. Thursdays, it's Straight Out of the Bodega with Papo Esco and PWR promoter Gabriel Ramirez, as they have guests from throughout the wrestling world pull up to give an inside look into their careers. From indie standouts to television superstars, each week brings a new name and perspective. On Friday, it's your double dose of Lucha Central weekly podcast, one in English y el otro en español. Lucha Central Weekly is where you'll find all the top stories of the week, both inside and out of the ring from Mexico and anywhere luchadores are in action across the globe. Be sure to subscribe and follow all your favorite Lucha Central Network series on your favorite podcast platforms, either by their own series name, or subscribe to the Lucha Central Podcast Network show pages to get all of the shows in one easy feed. And please consider giving a rating to help more fans find the shows that you love. For now, this is Denise Salcedo signing off from Lucha Central Central. Have a great week.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Always use your head. That's what I'm talking about. But for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss Live with Fabi Chulo. We've got Gino Told You So, Seville Alvarez himself coming up in just a minute. But as you know, I am an essential worker, and I am working because on the Lucha Central audio, they talk about, you know, because we used to be live on Tuesday, and then Wednesday they put everything up on all the broadcast networks, but we had to move over to Friday just for that specific reasons, because we're so inundated at work. We got so much stuff going on over there, you know, with this COVID, all the non-COVID patients they're sending over to where I work, so we're just running. Usually on Fridays used to be kickback, but now it's even worse on Friday. So hopefully I'll be able to keep everything moving. And to the people who've been sending me messages and emails and stuff, man, yeah, I appreciate it. We're going to try to keep going as much as possible, man. I mean, I really do. Kevin Kleinrock's a cool dude. He gave me this platform, so I really appreciate it. So hopefully we'll be able to keep moving, but hopefully this COVID crap is over soon and we can get going on. So let's give Gino a call real quick. Hopefully he's going to pick up, because I shot him a text and haven't heard back from him yet, but hopefully he's going to pick this bad boy up so we can talk. Got a lot to talk about. Porque son de los brain pickers. I think I'd like to have Papo Escobar on my show too, because that dude's always mad. Get some of his feedback.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Whoa. 90.
Let me kill that real quick. I'm going to shoot him a message real quick so I can give him the call-in number. So real quick, let me pull him up here. You guys could listen live to this. So I'm going to put call this number, which is the callback number, which is 323-870 3387. Send that off to him, and I'll put ASAP. He was supposed to be with us, and he's slacking. So make sure that, once again, let me give you that number real quick. It's area code 323-870-3387. If you're listening live and you want to call in and talk a little bit about that, we'll go ahead and do it. But, I wanted to pick his brain about that, as far as like Taya Valkyrie going, she's a free agent. So this is where we're stuck, and this is where I'll get his information on that. Okay, first of all, if she goes to WWE, that's where her husband is. That's what, I don't know if they'll be traveling together or whatever, but of course, that's where the money is. So, but if she goes there, like we said, we don't want her to get Nakamura'd and end up what do I call it? Whispering in the wind, or willow in the wind, like Jeff Hardy or whatever his name is. I definitely don't want that for her, because, like, as we talked about before, when I had Nicolette with me on the show, we went to go see her in person over at Lalo's nightclub or whatever, and she just head and shoulders above the rest. So I don't want to see her go there. Hold on, I'm sending another quick text right here. Sorry about that. Okay, Seville, you're on my list. Hold on, sorry about that. Okay. So we don't want her to go there. And then AEW, which is a good fit for her too, but I don't even think the chicks in AEW are good enough for Taya Valkyrie. You know, unless it's the Indian girl who's really a man that's transgender or whatever, who's kind of, we haven't seen that much from anyways. I think she's, the Dennis girl's pretty good. Or whatever. Thunder Rosa, a little too small for her, man. She's just head and shoulders above the rest. So I'm trying to figure. And then Japanese wrestling, those girls are hard hitting. But Stardom or whatever, they're too small. They're just too small for her. She's just way, you know, way above their level. You know, like if she went to WWE, her and Charlotte would make a good match. But I even think she's a little too much for Charlotte Flair, wrestle-wise. When you got the experience from AAA, and working with everybody over there and, you know, working with the luchadores over there is huge and it's different. So I think even against Charlotte, she's going to, and Asuka's way too small for her too. I think she'll just roll over Asuka or whatever. So it remains to be seen. Hey man, if you got some feedback on that and you want to, since Seville didn't pick up his phone, if you want to call in, talk about that, we could do that. Hold on a second. Okay. Hold on a second. Now we got action. Wait a minute. All right. Sorry about that. Hopefully Greg DeMarco, when he gets his go, man, let me take that out of there. Let me put that in real quick. Now we got some opinions that I can go to real quick here. Okay, I'm going to put it in right now. I'm sorry. All right, let me just take this right here. Put that right there. Sorry about that, but I'm going to get this guy on there, and we'll talk a little bit about what's happening. Let's see. Okay. Now we'll get the real deal. Sorry about that. Hey, Seville Alvarez, Gino, called you up, man. Didn't know what was happening. So if you call, we're gonna put you on the three-way. Have some three-way action. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, It's Fabiano. You're live on WrestleBoss. Can you hear me?
Fabiano, my worst nightmare, you mean?
Hey, yes. Hey, you know, I'm glad I got to talk to you. I was going to try to book you on Sunday, but I know a lot of people, Sunday's family time. But, you know, before we get into it, you know, Guyam knows for a while, because I've worked for him for quite some time. My show used to be on Tuesday live, and then Wednesday they put it on the broadcast networks. But with this COVID, when it got really to its peak, I was working four 12-hour shifts, and then Friday was like my only day that I was working 8 hours, and that even got bumped up to 12 because it's just so, you know, the hospitals are so overrun that they've been sending people to surgery centers to get, like if you break an ankle and you need pins and screws, you know, they send you to us. So it's just been ridiculous. I mean, we have been, in the 26 years that I've been doing what I've been doing, this is the most work I've ever had in my life. I mean, it's just nonstop all day. So we had to move it to Friday. So I had to move my other show to Sunday. So, you know, Sunday's family time, which I understand a lot of people are doing. So I'm glad I got you on Friday.
Just a little parenthesis between this conversation right now. Let me congratulate you from the bottom of my heart and from the bottom of the heart of my family. To thank you, my friend, and all of those of you in your profession, essential workers, thank you, thank you, thank you. It is much appreciated, all your hard work and your dedication, my brother. You guys are our saviors, and I'm not exaggerating, man.
Well, thank you very much. I know as Enigma de Oro, who is a nurse himself, knows what I'm talking about, yeah. Man. It can get crazy, but I'm just glad that
by the way,
it looks like
I was just talking to him right now, brother.
Yeah.
So if you want to contact him, you could be on the air as well. Go ahead. Yeah, I was just talking to him right now when I got your message.
I'll tell you what, if you could shoot him a text that I'm going to call him, I'll put his number in the system right here real quick, and then we'll give him a call.
He's expecting your call. Just go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hold on, because I think I have him in my phone under Jefe Moseno Viramontes.
Oh,
shit. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Hold on. Okay. That's what I do when I go to Starbucks. They go, yes, sir, can you give me your name? And I go, yeah, my name is Jefe Moseno. And they go, spell it. So I spell it out for them. And then they go, yeah, can I get it? I have a tall latte for heapie. And that's me. Just to mess with people, so let me bring it in quick. And it was funny because I was in the city of Torrance, and I went to Avon's, and there was a chinito that was behind the counter, and I go, watch this, I'm gonna mess. I can put what's the name, and I put it's Jefe Moseno or whatever. So same thing, I had to spell it out for. So the chinito gets the latte, and he goes, yeah, I got a tall latte for Jefe Moseno, and. Dude, you ruined the whole thing. He goes, what? Jefe Moseno. I just read it. I said, oh, forget it, man. Messed up my whole jokes and everything. So, okay, here
we
go.
He was running from Yucatan, way.
He must have been from Merida and the Yucatan.
That's not in Merida, yeah.
No, but he was too tall. It could have been from there. He was at least 5'4", 5'5", so he was way too tall for this.
No.
So, hey, Enigma, Fabiano, can you hear me?
Yeah, it was this.
Okay, real quick for the people, listeners, you're here, you're at WrestleBoss Live with Fabi Chulo. Like as I was telling Kayam, we had to move it over to Friday because of what we got going on. But also joining us is Enigma de Oro. Kayam and I have had our differences.
These are two
of the most people that I respect in the business more than anything. When I got something that I'm thinking, man, you know, this is who I always go to. So real quick, Enigma, we were talking a little bit before we called you. How are you, my friend? I know, you know, with injuries and, you know, as we progress in this sport, you know, it takes a lot longer to heal and things of that nature. Right now, how are you feeling right now, my brother?
We're doing good, brother. Doing good, and I'm recuperating, and that's all.
Yeah, that's what it's funny. I'm gonna pose this question to both of you guys real quick. I'll start with Kayam. This is what I was talking about in the opening. When all this COVID hit, because it seems like now we're it's starting to open up a little bit more, and hopefully we'll be able to get back to normal. But when it first started, you know, I was home like for 2 weeks. I had a fever, and they made me stay home for 2 weeks just because I had a fever, because it was crazy at that time. So
when
I was home, the first week was cool. You start getting a lot of stuff done, and then it kind of gets a little boring. So I started working on my home gym and everything, and I said, hey, well, it's going to go either one of two ways. I got to get myself together and get in shape because I don't know how long it's going to be out, whatever. So luckily, I worked – Nicolette and I worked like four shows in between for the BH Event Center. So we were lucky to get a couple of shows. So when I went – this was probably 4 or 5 months ago. I saw a lot of these wrestlers, and it was funny because some of them were in shape. I mean, they were – you know, nice tan and nice. You could tell they went and got new gear, and they really took the time to get in shape. So now, because I work for a couple of different companies, you know, United Wrestling Council and for Big House Promotions. So when I saw that, I said, man, these guys, you know, they really put in the effort, and they really look like they took the time to get themselves together. They look good in the ring. I said, that's what I'm looking for. Hey, man, how much, you know, why don't you come work for me? How much you want? Well, you know, but this is a little bit out of my price range. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and pay it because you took so much time to get yourself together. I think it's going to do well for my company. So I'll start with Kayam. Is that what you guys look for? I mean, because you guys running Lucha Libre Alliance, you see these guys, you say, man, this guy put in the time. Let's put this guy in the main event. Or how does that work for you?
Yeah, certainly. You're looking for guys that are committed to this business. And
yeah.
Commitment means passion. And so if a kid shows you not only in his performance, but in his appearance, I mean, that's what we're talking about, brother.
Yeah.
You know, you don't
yeah.
want to sit there in front of a couch with a big old bag of Frito-Lays, you know, and a case of beer. I mean, that's yeah. it's okay to do it every other day, but if you do it
yeah.
every day, it's not good. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
And so certainly, yeah, when we see guys that are motivated and looking good, man, shit. I mean, these kind of guys in the dressing room, you know that's the kind of mood you want. You know, you want the guys that are coming up, especially the kids, you know, barely starting, they go, wow, that guy's just like a professional wrestler. And
yeah.
that's what you want. Yeah, you want to look like a pro wrestler, not only up in the ring, but in the dressing rooms. And when you're walking to your car, I want people to look and say, whoa, that guy's somebody. That guy's a wrestler. You know,
yeah.
the guy, if a guy walks out and he looks like a newspaper boy, well, I mean, that killed it, you know?
Yeah.
He might have been
yeah.
a big player in the ring, but when he walks out, the people say, oh, gee, look at this guy. He didn't even untie his shoes.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
But if a guy knows and he looks the part in every single way, in the attitude and everything, that's what we look for, and that's what makes a pro wrestler.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you say that, because and I'll pose this question to Enigma, because I've known
yes.
Enigma for years, for many years, and I've only seen the bottom
yes,
of his chin.
I've
never seen him without the mask. But let me, first of all, a lot of people go, why?
The last time I saw
him
without a mask was when he was 10.
but here's the thing, and I'll give you this example. When I was doing my show at Metroflex in Long Beach, we did a live broadcast from there, and it was all these, you know, these
yes.
bodybuilders that were all big, and you know, these big morenos that were just, you know, all huge and everything, and they're working out and they're getting the stuff done. So I interviewed a couple of people, right? Okay, cool. But then when Gayam and Enigma came in and they saw the mascaras, they both had on like a nice, it wasn't so much the suit, but like a nice mock shirt with the blazer and everything. And then they had the nice mascaras on. The whole gym stopped and everybody looked and they go, hey, what the hell's going on over here, man? You know, and everybody looked, and it was just a certain, you know, because you had to walk a little bit to get to where I was doing the show. And when I saw that, I said, see, that's what I'm talking about. It just, so Enigma, this is, can you expand
yes.
a little bit about that? Because to me, it that aura right there is what brings the people. They see, like when you guys used to do your little things at the hometown buffet, you know, everybody would be eating. They see the
yes.
luchadores come in and they have the mascara, and everybody just turns and looks and says, hey man, there's something's going on here. So tell me a little bit about that and why it's important to keep that mask on, to keep that aura and that secretivity about the luchador.
Well, it's very important to be a professional wrestler and
yeah.
to show that, transmit that to the public. So it's very
mm-hmm.
important. And we were second generation wrestlers. So we learned that from Papa.
Yeah.
That you have to show that to the people, that you're not just, you're above them. You're a professional
yeah.
wrestler. And that's what brings us here. And that's
mm-hmm.
why we respect this business so much. And that's why we respect, and we do what we have to do.
Yeah. And it to me,
let me
makes
tell you,
a
buddy, Bobby,
go for it.
Let me tell you a quick story.
Go for it.
This has happened twice. And in both times it happened in the airport of Tijuana. One time we were coming from a tour, and ahead of us, of course, we're in the airport, we're not wearing masks, but ahead of us is walking Superastro.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he's walking, and these folks are walking next to us, and he says, well, the guy says, man, that guy's, como está cuadrado? Cuadrado means, damn, that dude has a big back. And the other guy says, yeah, he's probably a wrestler. Wow, that felt great. And then
yeah.
another time, I'm with Enigma de Oro. We're in Ensenada. we went to have a beautiful lunch, and he's with his girlfriend, and he's and we were out the shirts because it was a real hot day, and he's walking ahead with his girlfriend, and I hear the exact same thing. This guy says, "Mira ese güey parece luchador." He says, "That guy looks like a wrestler," and I go, "That's what it's about, man."
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
Man, and see, and we're not in an arena. We're walking, you know, just at our, right at that moment, we're civilians, right? But for a fan to identify, to say, "Wow, that guy looks like a wrestler," that's because that's all your work, your hard work, you're working out, and it pays off. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and then that's also what draws the people. They're like, "Man, this is like when the champion." Walks in, like, let's say Black Metal. He's, what, 6'5", almost 6'6", or whatever. Big garrote,
impressive,
or whatever.
Impressive.
Yeah. So when you see him walk in, you're like, "Hey, who is this?" You know, and then you see the mascara and you see the belt and everything. Oh, this must be the champion. So they walk over the table. "Hey, where can we see him?" "Oh, he's wrestling over here, Lucha Libre Alliance, on this day," or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And that's what draws it. So that's
absolutely
what we're talking about. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, because when I went to Santino Brothers and I had went to go talk to him, whatever, and I saw Brody King, and he's a big dude, 6'5", big garrote, you know, and full tattoos and a beard and all that. Yeah, so when I saw him, I told Joey, I go, "Hey, man, who is this kid?" He goes, "That's where I go, well, man, this guy looks like a wrestler." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "And the thing about this guy is he came and he started training. And once he got to a certain point, he came up to me and said, 'Hey, look, man, I wanna work with the Lucha guys. You know, can I take the Lucha class? Because that's going to get me more work.'" So just the hunger from there got him to Ring of Honor. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, it never stops. You don't go, "Hey, man, I think I know everything. I'm ready." You know, you're always learning. And that, yeah, and learning Lucha will get you to the promised land. Que no, Kayan?
Well, brother, like I've told you before, Lucha and American – We're the same family. There's no distinction. The point is just giving it your all, and to but the appearance, going back to that, it's just so important. And I really emphasize that with guys, buddies. I mean, when you step into the ring, that fan is actually seeing you and analyzing you from head to toe. I mean, if your mask is tied with a little bow in the back, you're screwed, man. You're screwed. That's what a little bully. That's how a little bully does. A little bully, you know, a little fan.
That's right.
If your wrestling shoes are all scuffed and not tightened up correctly, and the laces are all screwed up, and
yeah,
I mean, geez, look at. Let me tell you, I'm full of stories, right? I'm the story guy. Kato Kumbi, I love it. God rest his soul, Kato Kumbi. One time we're changing, and he's looking at me. He was a rascal, man. That guy was a rascal.
Yeah.
He always said, "Yeah," and he's looking at us. And I told my brother, "This guy's up to something, right?" And he couldn't help him. He goes, "Wow," he says, "You guys are old school." I go, "Why?" Because it's hard to explain, but it's called tubos. Tubos is a sock, but without the bottom part of the sock. It's just the top part, and you roll it and you put it over your the sock.
Yeah,
so it can combine with the colors of and that stopped many years ago, and we still use it till today. And he's like, "Wow!" But I thought he was trying to get a laugh out of it. No, he meant it in as a compliment. And you know what I said? You know what? Yeah, and that was really cool of him for him to say that. And I said, "Well, thank you, my brother." I said, "Thank you, I think." But no, because he was a rascal. I'm telling you, he was always a rascal. He's always looking for a way to get a laugh out of you. But no, in this case, he really meant it as a compliment, man. And like Enigma said, and that comes from our dad. He always said, you guys have to look good up there. From the moment you guys walk out till you guys get back.
And be professional. Yes. Hold on real quick. I got to take a quick break. Can you hang on for just 1 minute? Because there's one more question that I got to pose to you guys, because I've been catching a lot of slack for this. Hang on 1 second. We'll be right back after this. Kayam and Enigma. Hold on. Quick break.
Sure, bro.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Always good to have my good friends Cayam and Enigma de Oro on with me. For the people listeners, you're here really at WrestleBoss Live. Don't forget, we moved over to Fridays because of the what's happening. So live today on Friday, then they're going to put everything back out on the air over all the broadcasts. Now, real quick, there's something really important I want to talk to you guys about. But before we get to that, I'm going to tell you, not just because they're on the show and not just because they're good friends and I have much respect. I've wrestled quite a bit, not all over the world like these guys, but I've been around. And Lucha Libre Alliance, to me, is the word that comes to mind is family. I mean, there's so many people that go to these shows that I see at other shows, and they say, hey, man, when are you going to be back at Lucha Libre Alliance, you know, and all that. So that, to me, whenever they say, hey, man, can you come down? I'm like, oh, thank God. I'm so happy because it's such the atmosphere, you know, the just everything there is good. So now that things are starting to open up a little bit, any idea when we might be able to see you guys back?
Well, it all depends on our governor and in the city. As soon as they give the green light, brother, believe me, we're as anxious as our fans. We're chomping at the bit to get out there and provide to our great fans, give them our love, which is Lucha Libre Wrestling. We're just ready, man. It's just a matter of the city just okaying it and let's go.
The most important thing is to respect of the fans and respect them with this pandemic. And we don't want anybody to get sick, so we want everybody to be at respect. So we're respecting all of our fans because we love our fans.
It's an indoor arena, so we have to make sure that everything's good. Now, me personally, we have a show booked over there at Pulse Photos where you guys came and we did the big photo shoot for April. It's tentatively booked for April 11th. As a matter of fact, I have a big meeting with those guys on Sunday because he's like, hey, man, I got the CDC guidelines. It's going to be an outdoor show. I can have less than 100 people. As long as it's, 100 people or under, we got to be 8 feet apart, whole thing. So I said, okay, well, let's meet up on Sunday and we'll see what we can make sure we get out. Now, talk about looking for certain people or whatever. When I talked to the promoter and he said, well, what do you think about the main event? I said, look, this is what I want. And this is what I want to see. This is what's going to be happening. I said, first of all, separados, estás muy peligroso. Cayenne by himself and Fletch Fugaz by himself is dangerous. Y pero juntos esta es un equipo más peligroso de todo el mundo. These guys, put these guys together, they're going to kill somebody. I said, so let's put them together and then let's put them against Power Baby Genesis and Jaguar de Oro, because you have Power Baby, who for the people who don't know is an exotico that comes from a whole different perspective. But then you have Jaguar de Oro, who's a serious, serious luchador. I said, that's going to be like cuando los mundos
very tocaran, dangerous, very dangerous.
So the promoter said, he said, well, I don't know, man. That might be a bit much for him. I said, I'm telling you, man, that's going to, they're going to crush those guys, but I think they got something for them. I think the way Power Baby is and the way it's different, they're gonna come at him from a different, okay, well, let's do it. So that's what we're looking for the main event. So real quick before I get to my last question, And of course, you know, they said, well, we don't, you know, we want to make sure we have somebody who keeps everything in order. And you know, because you're going to be wrestling. I said, well, you have to have Enigma de Oro. I mean, because that's one person that all the wrestlers respect. He knows how to run the back. He's going to, first of all, he saved my life.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
But you have to make sure you have him. So definitely you guys will both be a part of it. So real quick, Kayam, tell me what do you think about. I've been wanting to see you and Fugaz together again for quite some time. So give me your thoughts on that.
Oh, man. I mean, it's going to be off the hook with a partner with Fugaz. I mean, I've had matches against him. I mean, I'll never forget that one match in Rialto, I believe it was.
EWF. Yeah.
You and him, and you guys gave me the boot. I mean, geez. I mean, you guys are tough guys, and Fugaz, he's one of the toughest guys. I mean, you guys wrestle with Triple A. He's been all over, from Yucatan to Tijuana. He's I mean, this guy is such an experienced guy and such an aggressive dude, and he, I mean, to be in the ring as his partner, it's a whole new dimension, you know, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then, of course, going against Jaguar and I, we've had some really, really intense matches. And then Baby Power, I mean, geez, this kid, I hear that he loves your massages. I don't know about how that, but I guess you guys have become really good pals. I mean, a whole weekend
really
together and all that. We're not talking about that right now. That's beside the point.
Well, I'm gonna be honest. I ended up wrestling him over there at the Brennan Event Center in Laguna Hills. And he looks can be deceiving. That guy can go. I was quite surprised.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
I gotta be honest.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. He can go. And I've seen him. You know what? I saw him against Black Metal, my brother. Okay.
Yeah.
And Metal came off the ring and goes, God darn that shorty. He's real good. Like, and I saw him giving Black Metal giving him a big old suplex. And I had to turn away. I go, oh man! When I turned back, he was on his feet. I mean, wobbly, but he was on his feet. The kid can go. No, that's for sure.
Well, we definitely look forward to that. I mean, seriously, we've been really working hard to put that together, and I think it's really going to do well. Now, I'm running up against the clock, so the last question I have for you, and I'll start with Enigma. Because I've been getting a lot of emails and a lot of messages asking me, who is this Alas de Oro? And why is he coming after you? And I'm like, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. This guy's got guts. I mean, because he just comes up to me and he's like, yeah, man, I have this belt and I would really like to wrestle you for it. And I think if you and I wrestle, we're gonna do a good show. And we could and people are emailing me going, is he nuts? They go, does he want to lose that belt that way? I said, hey, look, you got to give the guy his due. He is adamant about it. He calls me and he says, hey, bro, let me know. You know, if you want to book it for one of your venues or you want to come, I just want to work with you, man. I want to go. I'm telling you, I think you and I can go 30 minutes. I'm like, is this guy nuts? What is wrong with him? So real quick, Enigma, you guys talk. When we go to Puerto Escondidos, you guys are all at the same table talking. Give me your thoughts on this guy. What's going through this guy's head?
Well, this guy's a tough wrestler, and he's after you. And I think we're going to have another meeting there at Puerto Escondido soon to promote this match, because he's a champ. He's a champ.
Yeah.
So, and he thinks he can beat you and promote his championship more than he has already. So definitely it's gonna go through. But right now we're working on promoting it right now in Puerto Escondido.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can be there, and hopefully all your crew can be there.
Yeah.
Be there so we can do something in 1 or 2 weeks. You tell me when. Tell me when, I'll book it.
Well, I'll do it if you could do me one big favor, you and Kaya. The last time I was there, I didn't mean to. ¿Cómo se llama este padre de Lady Sentia?
Moctezuma.
His,
Moctezuma.
I felt so bad because at his table, he had bought a whole bunch of, he bought the cacahuates and a big bowl of chips and everything in birongas. And man, I went to go take the picture and I came around and bacatelas, all, everything flew all over the place. And I didn't get a chance to tell him, I'm sorry. I got to buy him the, you know, the guy that comes in the cart with the cacahuates and the chicharrones and everything. He had bought a whole bunch of stuff from there and I knocked it all over and I didn't get a chance to tell him, I'm sorry. So when you see him, please, when we go back to Puerto Escondido,
well, brother,
I will make sure I bring it.
You haven't forgotten, and he wants a cage match with you now.
Everything got going, so I didn't get a chance to tell him, you know, that I'm sorry. So we'll make sure that when we go back over there, that we'll get that for him. But anyways, hey, man, I got to tell you, I really appreciate
done,
you guys.
It's going to be done in 1 or 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely – well, the last time I went, it was great because the last time we went early, and I took Michael Parks and all them with me, and we ate. And man, the food was spectacular. We got a combination plate that was
wonderful.
Off
Puerto
the chart.
Escondido is
off
the best
chart.
Food
yeah.
in Southern California of mariscos, man. That's the best. When things get a little bit more normal, bro, and they're allowed to already have shows, you're going to be our guest, you and your daughter and your wife, your family, because they have the best shows in the at night, brother. And they have top-notch performers. They have Los Angeles Negros. They have Los Muecas. I mean, these people are international. And that place gets packed. And he's so gracious because he gives us a spot. We go up to the stage, and people just go nuts because they love Lucha. And they love Lucha.
Yeah.
And then the commission, Enigma goes up there, and he talks to the fans. He already has a fellowship. The fans love him.
Yeah.
And
what's not to love?
Yeah, brother.
How can you not love
you're
that guy?
Be our first guest.
Hey, perfect. I heard a lot about that. Hey, so I definitely would like to check that out. I heard it's a party over there. But anyways, hey, unfortunately, we're running up against the clock. But I got to tell you, man, I am most appreciative for the people, listeners. Make sure you check out Los Chivos. Make sure you check out Lucha Libre Alliance. I keep everybody up to date on my social media. You know, everything. I think we're going to start opening up pretty soon. And I am just dying to get back over there to Lucha Libre Alliance. So once again, my good friend Enigma de Oro, and of course Gayan, a million thank yous for coming on, and we'll talk to you real soon. All right, my friends.
Thank you, brother.
Chivo, 1, 2, 3.
All right, we'll be right back after this. The Chivos, everybody, make sure you check them out.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution, bringing you in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited luchacentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
That's what I'm talking about. I got to tell you, man, when I get the Chivos on there, they got just a wealth of information. And it's always good to get their thoughts or whatever. But let's give Joe Graves a call because he's been waiting for us. And I got so much to talk to him about. And it's good because it coincides with everything that I've been talking about with the Chivos, as far as look and stuff like that. So let's get them going right here.
Hi, the person you've reached is using a streaming service from Google, and we'll get a transcript of this call.
The heck is going on there? Let's try it again. Hopefully I got the right number here. Let me check it real quick. Okay, let me try it again one more time here. He might have been checking that message. If not, I'll send him the call-in number, and we'll make sure we get that to him.
Hello?
Hey, Joe, it's Fabiano. You're live on WrestleBuzz. Can you hear me, my friend?
Who is this?
It's Fabi Chulo from WrestleBuzz. Is this Joe Graves?
Who is this?
All right, live radio. I think maybe it's it. Hold on a second. Let me make sure I got the right number here. 206205 64. You know what? I'm going to send him the call-in number to make sure it's him. Let me see here. Let's go. Sorry about that. Set this here. Okay, I'll give it out again real quick. 323 and 870 3387 3387. Put that on here real quick. But take this off here. Sorry about that, man. You know, live broadcast, man. That's what happens. Everything gets all messed up. So I'm waiting for Joe to give me a call. Hopefully got that right number right there. 323 870 3387. Call number. Okay. Hey, Joe, it's Fabiano. You're live on WrestleBuzz. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you perfect. Real quick for the people, listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBuzz Live. Don't forget, we moved over to Fridays. You can check us out every Friday from 7 to 8:30. And on the line with me, somebody I've been wanting to get on for a while, but when you're a badass wrestler and jiu-jitsu player, you know, you got to make sure you get your training in first. Joe Graves. Joe, how are you, my friend? You just get finished training?
I'm going to tell you what happened here was when you told me 7:45, I forgot
yes.
You were in California. So I rushed home. I've been waiting for an hour because we're out in Arizona. We're mountain time right now.
Oh, that's right.
So,
that's right. Well,
yeah.
Well, it's good, though. Can you talk for a few minutes? Because there's quite a bit that I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, real quick, you know, it's funny because I was talking a little bit on the opening about when I first saw Joe Graves, and I saw him. It was out here for a show that Joseph did at Iguana Kelly's in Long Beach. So I want to talk about that. There's a couple things I want to talk about that. But before I get into that, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, jiu-jitsu and mixed martial arts training and stuff like that. But first of all, I knew you trained, but I didn't know, you know, that you were really up there and that you were doing classes and stuff like that. Real quick, before we talk about some of the wrestling, tell me a little bit about that. What got you going into that?
To be honest, it was kind of an accident. So I had started pro wrestling before jiu-jitsu. And, you know, you do cardio to try to stay in shape. And I'm walking on the treadmill. Like, God, this is boring. there's got to be something else. Like, I miss wrestling and grappling. I wrestled when I was younger. And I'm like, there's got to be something else. And next door to the gym I worked at, there was an MMA gym. Mm-hmm. And we got a discount. So I walked over there and kind of latched on with jiu-jitsu. And I did it, honestly, in the first place, just to, you know, grapple, because I needed to, like, you know, like quench that thirst I had to still do that, but also do something else where I'm getting in shape. And let's be honest, in pro wrestling, there's not a lot of actual wrestling.
Right.
So I had that, like, that need to keep doing that. And then it just kind of stuck. So I ended up being pretty good at that. And then 5.5 years later, I was a black belt.
Yeah, you got bit by the bug.
Oh, hard. I was going twice a day, every day, finding open mats on weekends. Like, I'm one of those kind of compulsive people. When I find something, I kind of – I will do it until it hurts me. So, yeah, and jiu-jitsu will do that to you, especially if you train so much. And I started at 29.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question, because this is what happened to us. We had been my partner and I, when we first started, this is way back in the day, 2000. So we were working for Tap Out, and then, you know, everything, whatever came to fruition. So we started working for On the Mat, and Scotty Nelson, who owns On the Mat, when we went over there, he said, I know you guys have been training jiu-jitsu and all that. He goes, but if you're going to be over here with me, you got to train in the gi, you know, because we sell the gis and, you know, it's a whole big part. So you got to be able to walk the walk, you know, if you're going to talk about it. So we said, okay, man, got our ass kicked. It's so different because there's so many things to grip and there's so many different ways. So we hated it. I mean, the first, I would say at least the first 3 to 4 months, hated it. But then once you got going and you kind of find out, you know, well, first of all, Scotty Nelson, you know, went to Brazil and trained out there for so many years and everything. So he, first day, he just crushed us. But then you said, you want to keep going, you want to get better. You're like, I can't let him be. So, you know, we had to learn, and it is so different. Did you find that transition a little bit difficult, or did it just kind of come a little bit easier to you, or how was that?
No, it was very similar to your story. I wanted to just do no-gi stuff because I just wanted to grapple and get the grapples out, you know?
Yeah.
But they talked me into getting a gi, and I'm like, I'll probably choke myself putting it on. Never mind. Never mind. Worried about it. And I was okay enough without the gi on because, you know, I have enough wrestling background where I can really protect myself.
Yeah.
So finally they talked me into getting the gi and doing gi classes because I kind of got the itch. I want to do it more. So I was like, I need a gi to do the gi classes.
Yeah.
So I went out. So my professor is Takenyo Mendez. He's the reigning ADC lightweight champion. So he's one of, like, I think 4 guys to win every world championship you can win.
Yes.
But he's also like 5'6", 135 pounds. And so it's like you learn a certain way. Now, on the other side of that, one of the people that got me into jiu-jitsu, a gentleman, Parker Latt, he's a black belt as well. He's older. He's like 65 years old, and he's still competing. I met him at the gym. He's doing powerlifting in his mid-60s, you know? And he was training under Carlos Faria, who is an ultra-heavyweight. He's a gigantic man. He competed a lot. I think he ended up 2 years ago fifth in the world at black belt. But he's 6'3". And at some point, he's like 300 pounds. So the first, I got a gi on Wednesday. That Sunday, I was at that open mat
with
that man and a couple of his other black belts and a brown belt. He got his black belt a week later, who was like a 220-pound judo black belt as well.
Yeah.
Guy is the craziest guy. He does all kinds of crazy stuff. He's an MMA fighter. But he is like explosive, like all this weird jiu-jitsu I've never even thought about. And then I roll with Carlos, and we shake hands, you know, and he grabs my gi very slow, my collar, and the last thing I remember is seeing him roll and then seeing the back of my hand as I post, and then I'm laying there, and I'm like, you know when you wake up in the morning, you're not up yet, and you're like thinking about your day, and like, I should have ate more this morning. I can't believe we got to go do this lucha show in Phoenix. And I'm like, starting to come to, I'm like, God, I'm hungry. I look up, I'm like looking at a ceiling. Like, where am I? And then I see this giant man smiling, waiting for me to wake up. And I just started laughing.
Yeah.
And he smiled, and I realized, like, at that moment, I'm like, this is literally the worst thing that can happen to you in a gi. I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then I never turned back, never, like, no gi again.
Yeah, because you felt it. So it's like, hey, you just got to keep
different.
Moving forward.
With no gi, you can kind of just, like, out-athlete somebody or overpower somebody or just out-run somebody.
Right.
With a gi on, whatever you're good at, there's an answer. Whatever somebody has that's an advantage, there's something you can do to take away that advantage. And I kind of became addicted to that puzzle. But the getting the gi part was hard, but once I was in that gi, I never cared to do no gi again. Even today.
Yeah.
Like, we had no gi class tonight, and I'm just like, this is kind of boring.
Yeah, because it's just so different. And then when we started working, you know, for On the Mat, we went to the first Jiu-Jitsu Expo that was out here in Long Beach, California.
Are you sure?
And what's that? I'm sorry, Joe. Can you hear me?
Bobby, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you still hear me, Joe? I can't hear you. You there? Joe, can you hear me? Hold on a second here. Hope he didn't go out, man, because it was just had such a great question to ask him. Hold on 1 second here. I'll text him. Put him again. God darn it. Darn it. Okay, sorry about that. Sorry about that little pause right there. Hopefully we can get him to call back real quick so that we can make sure there's a couple of quick questions I wanted to ask him too. God darn it. call back. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back after this. Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back with Joe Graves.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to Lucha-Masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBots with Bobby Chulo.
Joe, I hope you're still there. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. I'm sorry, man. I don't know what happened, man. It just bam, and you were out of there. But you were, for the people listening, we're talking to Joe Grace. Talk a little bit about jiu-jitsu and training and the gi and getting choked out and everything like that. And unfortunately, I'm running up against first of all, I got to get Joe back because I want to get his thoughts on a couple of things. I want to get this start real quick before we get into talking about your wrestling. I watched the big Conor McGregor fight. But on the undercard, Juliana Pena fought Sarah McMahon. Sarah McMahon, I've had on my show a couple of times. You know, she's an Olympic silver medalist wrestler, you know, and she was in shape. You know, she would shoot that single and get her down. But Juliana's jiu-jitsu game from the bottom was so strong. I mean, she was just moving. She was looking for you know, to choke her out. She would go for an arm bar. She was just really very active, you know, from the bottom in the guard. So she finally caught her in the third round. She ended up getting in a triangle, whatever, boom, and she tapped her out. So as I was watching that fight, I thought, man, to me, it seems like, because Nurmagomedov is such on a different level with his wrestling, I'm thinking maybe it's going to take somebody like maybe like a Damian Maia, who's so good, you know, his jiu-jitsu for MMA is so good. Maybe that's what it's going to take, because I don't really see anybody, you know, taking out Nurmagomedov because his wrestling top game is so good. You think that's what it's going to take to get that guy out of there?
We actually had this conversation the other day at jiu-jitsu. We're kind of... People looked at me like I was a little crazy. The way that Khabib fights, it's hard to deal with because he is so single-minded with his approach that he is going to get whatever he is going for.
Right.
So it's overwhelming to a lot of people. And as much as like a wrestler against a jiu-jitsu practitioner, like the wrestler might have a strength and speed advantage, but that jiu-jitsu practitioner is used to being on their back, and most of them are comfortable on their back.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a level of almost passivity. Like, I say, like, jiu-jitsu is like stoner beach wrestling, where you kind of just lay and you kind of like chill in and you lay there and like, oh, I'm going to let him grab my leg and I'm just kind of like roll underneath. But the way Khabib fights, there's no fear and there's no hammers away at things. So,
yeah.
Where whatever you have, he might be. You might stall him out for a bit. You know, he grew up in Eastern Europe. You know, his dad made him wrestle like little bears when he was little. Like, it's just a different mindset. You know, that certain people have. And never mind, to be that kind of elite athlete, you have to have that kind of mindset.
Yeah.
So there's just so many converging forces on some people that you become so dominant that way.
Yeah.
Now, they always say, like, the saying is, styles make fights. So if you can have a guy that might not be Poirier, might not be a bunch of the other guys that Khabib would smash, that guy might be the guy that because of that style. So, you shoot in for that single leg that he goes for and he just drives into you and then starts to lock you up. But if you have a guy that rather be on his back than on his feet, Maybe that's the guy.
Yeah.
But then it was that fight against Poirier, where Poirier is a good jiu-jitsu guy, and it didn't even matter. He was drowning before he knew he was in the water.
Yeah. He just, it's like a leech. Yeah, just smothers him, and that's it, and he's going to keep going. Well, hey, I that'd be interesting to see. I mean, you know, the way the UFC to me kind of comes in trends. Like, all of a sudden, all these guys are just great stand-up, and everybody's knocking everybody out. Then it kind of goes to, like, you know, jiu-jitsu, where everybody's submitting everybody. It's kind of weird. Yeah. So when I was watching that fight, I thought that would be great. But real quick, for the people listening to this, you're here, you're at WrestleBoss Live, and we're talking to Joe Graves. Talking a little bit about that, but Joe, big show coming up. I had to mention it because Greg DeMarco, who's the when I'm finished with this show, he's the one who, thank God, he puts everything together and makes everything real nice. But he's got the big show that's coming up. It's called Monster. It's for IZW. It's Saturday, February 27th in Sun Studios of Arizona. That's in Tempe, Arizona. The VIP doors open at 6 and general admission general at 7:30. So if you want to check it out, you can go to izwwrestling.com. So it seems like hopefully we're starting to finally open up, and hopefully we can get some shows going again. But real quick, this is what happened. We live in Long Beach. My daughter and I, and she's a wrestler too. And we Joseph had a show over here at Iguana Kelly's, and you know, my daughter's like, hey man, the show's right down the street. Let's take an Uber. I definitely want to go check out the show and all that. So okay, let's go check it out. So I went down and I was talking to Joseph and all that. And I think you wrestled Hammerstone on that show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But we were talking about this in the opening, and the guest that I had on before, the Luchadores, the Chivos, and I said, you know, when I was at that show and I saw Joe Graves wrestle Hammerstone, when I saw that, I said, man, that guy looks like a wrestler, man. I mean, just the look, the way you carried yourself or whatever, you know, healing it up and everything. I said, man, this guy's got something. So this is where Joseph and I get along so well, because I said, this guy really looks like a wrestler. He goes, yeah. He goes, that's why I put him with Hammerstone. He said, because that's going to make it even look better. These guys can go. And I was like, this guy's a freaking genius, man. So, you know, from there, I kind of followed you a little bit, you know, but it's been so busy with all this COVID. I haven't had a chance to get you on. And then you kind of, you know, now, did you live out here for a time, or did you come from Arizona to Long Beach when you did that show?
No, we came from Arizona. So, like, me, Hammerstone, Dom Vitale, we all drive out together.
Yeah, that
was Dom for does some... the, he does that in-ring kind of...
announcing kind of crowd. Commentary.
Yeah. Announcing,
yeah.
I don't really know whether he's the host. Is he the host? I think that's your term has.
I think you could call him that. But that show, just the whole vibe, it was really cool. It was outdoors, and it was a really cool setting. So then, you know, you went back to Arizona and started doing your thing. So the question I have for you is, you know, what's the future? I mean, it seems like you got something really good going with the jiu-jitsu and everything. But then as far as the wrestling goes, you know, you want to keep moving, or just, I mean, to me, if I was a promoter, I would say, I want to bring this guy and take a look at him. You know, so I don't know if that's been happening for you, or if you're just kind of like, hey, man, I'm doing these shows, but I got other stuff going on. I got side hustle. Tell me a little bit about what the future holds for you. You think you're going to go to pro wrestling, or are you going to try to keep doing both? Or give me what that future holds for you.
Well, I was a few years ago, I was kind of starting to rise. Like when PCW out in California started, I was
right.
You know, I won the Premier Heavyweight Championship. Like I wrestled Thatcher and Kratos and Jeff Cobb and all those guys up in Northern California.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, I was starting to roll along, and then I tore my bicep doing jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
So that kind of put the brakes on, like, the momentum I had at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back from that, and, you know, I'll be honest with you. When I started doing jiu-jitsu, I started to lose the passion for wrestling a little bit, because I love jiu-jitsu so much. And there's something a little bit more primal to jiu-jitsu,
mm-hmm.
you know, where wrestling can be stressful, and there's a lot that goes on that's not wrestling. But jiu-jitsu is like, you just go in there, you slap hands, and then it's just jiu-jitsu. And that kind of occupied my mind a lot more. And then, you know, life goes on, and you get older, and you get, like, a full-time job, and, you know, that's the way you're really making money. And the whole business of wrestling stresses you out more than it actually benefits you, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's like, I want to do the shows that I enjoy, the things I want to do that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So somebody on Facebook posted the other day, like, how do you try to get booked? I'm like, I just wait for Alex to have a show that he has to drive to. Like, I don't try to get booked for shows. Like,
yeah.
And like, looking back, I don't think I really had specific enough goals for wrestling. I just wanted to wrestle, you know?
Right.
I just wanted to be a pro wrestler. And then I just kept like thinking like, yeah, I just got to get better. And then somebody will find me. Something will come to me. And then I found jiu-jitsu and I was like, this is more my personality. This allows me to kind of, you know, get out the things I need to get out.
Right.
And now we're at that point in wrestling where like, I'm the Future Stars of Wrestling heavyweight champion in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And I love doing those shows. So that's like my primary focus is doing those shows because it's on the weekends. Like I'm a weekend warrior. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
You know, and I enjoy working up there. I enjoy working for Joe, the young guys. The fans up there understand me because I've been going so long. And I feel like I'm part of something there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arizona promotions, there's not really many. Like we have the IZW Monster, but that's a brand that hadn't existed for a long time. Like, it stopped existing before I even started wrestling. And now it's coming back. And then as it's coming back, trying to build momentum, COVID shuts everything down.
Yeah. Which sucks for everybody.
And I'm telling you, like, I hate wrestling. I hate pro wrestling. Like, deep in my heart. But I love it. And this past year, not being able to do it, and I'm one of those I'll complain about having to go to a show, but I'll go. But now, my God, I wish I could wrestle more. So these years of being like kind of like a 1 foot in, now I'm like, man, I wish I went all in on it. I feel like I still have time. I feel like I'm better now than I've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
But now I need to find that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, this is very similar because that's what happened to me. I was wrestling for years and then my wrestling partner who I was tagging with for a long time said, look, man, we're getting in our 30s or whatever. I don't know how long we're going to last. I'm doing broadcasting, going to school. Would you like to do a radio show with me? And I'm like, yeah. So it was supposed to be all wrestling. And where we were in Hollywood on Sunset and Hobart was right down the street from where Gokor Chavikian, where his highest end academy was. So we had him come over and then he started talking jujitsu and everything. And then John Della O, who fought for King of the Cage, he came on and he said, hey, I like your guys' stuff. If you come and teach the wrestling here, you can come and train jujitsu at my place. And it's like you get bit by the bug, man. And you just want to, you know, you want to keep going because there's just so much, you know, you want to keep, you know, competing and getting better and everything. So you kind of get bit by that bug, but the wrestling's always in your blood. And then you see something, you go, man, I think if this guy was my dance partner, I think we could make something. And so you come back to it. But this is just coming from me, not just because you're on the show, because believe me, I've been doing this for years, for a long time, wrestling for almost 26 years or whatever. Lucha's everything. And I see people, this is where Joseph and I get along. When I see people, I go, man, that guy has a look and he's got something. I think if we put this guy with this guy, they're gonna make money and they're gonna make music. And that's the same thing Joseph said when I went to that show. He said, that's why I put him with Hammerstone, because those two dudes can go and they're going to make music. And I'm like, damn, you're right. So I think this is just me. I think you got something in the wrestling thing. I think the look is there. You put the time in when you go. And me as a grizzled old veteran, when I saw, I said, man, this guy's got something there. So I think this is just me. You know, you're a grown man. I think you should pursue it because I think you got something. But I also understand what you're talking about when you're training and you're grappling and the jujitsu. So, you know, I can't really say you should leave that alone for a little while because you just can't. It's just not there.
Yeah.
So I look forward to you know, I'm going to try to get down to this show in Arizona. You know, Greg DeMarco's good friend of the show. He helps me out a lot. So I'd really like to check this out. So hopefully I'll see you down there and we can talk and check it out. But,
yeah,
but
if you, out here.
Yeah, if you okay, this is what I get a lot on this show too, especially when you know, I was working for On the Mat and everything. A lot of the guys like Casey Halstead from 10th Planet in Vegas, he says, hey man, you know, I never thought that you'd be able to do jiu-jitsu and make money at it, but you've got all these tournaments now, you got Fight to Win, you know, you have Eddie Bravo Invitational. You can actually make a living doing it. He said, and I never thought that would come to fruition, and it did. So there is a future in both of them. So real quick, because I'm running up against the clock, you tell me what the future holds for Joe Graves, because just – and I, like I said, me personally, I think he got something in the wrestling business. I really do. But, you know, you as your own man, what do you think the future is going to hold for you?
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. It's nice to know that, like, people feel that way. Because I'm one of those you have to know what you're watching kind of wrestling fan or worker to appreciate me kind of guy. Like what Stone Cold calls him, a mechanic. I feel like that's really my role. Tell you, everything that happened this past year, I feel ambitious again. I don't know where it's going to take me, to be honest, because who knows what's going to come. But, you know, I'm just going to keep working hard and just try to keep these doors open and make kind of like a big last push.
Yeah.
See what I can do. Because otherwise, I feel like I'm not to be like an arrogant, but I'm too good to waste
I agree 100%. I really do. Well, at least it's going to start off, soon with this IZW show. So for the people listening to us on WrestleBoss, make sure you check it out. It's IZW Monster. It's Saturday, February 27th. It's at Sun Studios of Arizona. That's in Tempe, Arizona. The VIP doors open at 6, general audience at 7:30. So make sure you check it out, IZWWrestling.com. If you need more information, I'll tell you what, Joe, I'm going to really make an effort to get down to the show. My daughter said the same thing too. She said, you know, we got to go check out that show because there's a lot of people that we know on there. So I'm going to try to get down there. If not, I definitely got to get you back on, man, because there's so much I wanted to talk about in the world of jiu-jitsu and the pro wrestling or whatever. So we definitely look forward to having you back on. Real quick, before we let you go, can you give out the social media? I follow Joe Graves on Facebook. You got any other social media besides that?
I have Instagram. It's Graves_hateyou.
Graves_hateyou.
Yeah, all right, I don't do Twitter and all that. And I try to stay off of Facebook too, because it just became too much mud, you know?
Joe, I'm 55 years old, man. That's what you have kids for. I am constantly like, Jessica, can you help me with this? And can you put me on this? So that's, luckily I have a 26-year-old that I can go to help me with that. So you'll see what I'm talking about. But I definitely look forward to checking out that show. Definitely. Hey, man, whatever the future holds for Joe Graves, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, slamming. Because, you know, he put a lot of effort into it. And I really think you got something there. So we definitely look forward to checking that out. So any last words before I let you get out of here, Joe?
Well, I appreciate the time, and thanks for having me on. And, you know, whatever happens with wrestling, you know, just sometimes violence is the answer, and that's the way.
I would agree.
The way I live my life.
I would agree.
That's 100%. The way I wrestle.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, Joe, we'll talk to you soon. For the people listening, make sure you check out Joe Graves' big show coming up. I'll make sure to keep everybody hip to that on my social media so we can go down, get that place packed, man, so you guys can go check out Joe Graves. All right, my friend, I'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Joe Graves, everybody, make sure you check him out. We'll be right back after this.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBoss with Bobby Chulo.
Man, I had only planned to go until like a little after 8 today, but once I get to talking, especially to somebody like Joe Graves, you know, I keep moving. But seriously, because I'll get emails and I'll get messages, oh, dude, why are you on Joe Graves Nuts? And this, it's just the truth. You know, I've been doing this for so long. when I see certain people, I'm like, man, you know, now you kind of look at it as I'm older from a business standpoint, you know, because I do work for, you know, a couple of different companies, booking and working in the office and stuff. And when I see somebody, I'm saying, hey, man, this guy's got some. You put him with this person, it's going to make money. And these guys are going to put on a show. So when I see somebody like Joe Graves, and then just like I said with Joseph, the dude's smart, man. That's why Joseph is so successful, because when he said, yeah, that's why I put him with Hammerstein, I said, this guy's a freaking genius, man. He knows what he's doing. So, you know, like we say, you're always learning. So good luck to him, man, for sure. I think that dude's going somewhere regardless if he decides to keep going to wrestling or moves over to grappling or jiu-jitsu. The dude puts 100%, and that's what we're talking about. So big thanks to the Chivos also for coming on and helping me out. I don't know what happened to Gino Told You So. I mean, maybe he's got something going on or whatever, but, you know, hey, I understand people have lives, especially on Fridays and sometimes on Sundays. So, hey, man, no problem. So hopefully we'll get him back on. But a million thank yous to those guys going on. So don't forget, go check out that show, man. It's going to be slamming, especially now because things are starting to open up. You actually go check out a show. That's IZW. It's called Monster. It's Saturday, February 27th. It's at Sun Studios of Arizona. That's in Tempe, Arizona. VIP doors open at 6. That's pretty cool because you get in, you get your chance to take some pictures with the wrestlers, and you get first shot at the merch and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool when you can get that VIP access. And then general public at 7:30. If you want some more information, just check out IZWWrestling.com, and you can get your information there. So big ups to those guys for coming on. I'm hoping we'll be back next Friday, if not the following Friday for sure. We'll load it up so that we can get some people on here and get this thing going. So appreciate everybody being here. We'll see everybody next week. Thanks, everybody.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.